May I say tonight that God has a sign today. It's a sign of His Spirit. That where Jesus is, there's life. For He is life. Where Jesus is, there's gospel light. For He is light. Where Jesus is, there is fire. For He is a consuming fire that burns up all your unbelief and your dross. Night after night, we see Him coming on the scene, saving first the lost souls, giving to them the Holy Spirit that's seeking after it, calling back the backsliders. That's a sign to follow. And then we see Him also raise up the sick and the afflicted, making them well. He's been doing that along now for some time. Then at the end time, He promised there would be light. There would be the fullness of the power would be coming. The prophet said there will be a day that will not be neither night or day. But in the evening time, it shall be light. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west geographically. And the gospel first came to the easterners. We've had a day of neither dark nor light. Been a dismal day. We've known enough about God to accept Him. His Son is our Savior. But all the great signs and wonders that fell on the eastern people has not fallen on the western people until the last few years. Now, the evening lights are shining. The power of the resurrected Christ is pouring forth His blessings, filling the people with the Spirit, signs and wonders appearing. The signs of Mark 16, following the believer. You see, it's evening time. And the same light that rose in the east is setting in the west. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and will be forever. And the Messiah sign has appeared. That He's with us, in us, and will comfort us, and will help us, and will bless us, and will lead us. To that one who was scarred in the hands, pierced in the side,